A TikTok got banned. Oh shit! No, it's back. Hey, we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back. No, but welcome everyone to another episode of the Weekly DLC. We took a little break because the place that we record was getting remodeled. The studio, my room, was being remodeled. I had like water damage, and I guess it was worse than I thought. It was really bad when they took out the floorboards and stuff. And it was done on concrete, which is not supposed to be the thing. Like, you're supposed to put, like, wood, a base made out of wood, and then put everything on top of that. But got it fixed. Now we're back. What have I been doing? Literally focusing on just redoing the room because I don't have anything plugged in. My computer's, like, not working. I had to bust out this equipment just to get it set up for today. So I haven't been playing games, just focus on work and the gym, and meal prepping has been a big part. It takes a lot of time, man. When you like start focusing on the actual meals, it takes a lot of time and it kind of sucks. I need to cut back on the time I'm spending on being healthy because it's draining me. It's not going to be, I can't keep it up if I just keep doing 100% of this. But what about you?
There's an axolotl on the pink stairs. I've actually fucking finished a shit ton of books. Four books already.
Four books. And you're
my goal is like 10.
0.01% chance, like book readers.
Yeah. Well, it's not even. No, I don't think it's like that. It's like top 50% when you read five books, I think.
Oh, five books. So. I know one book is already like...
One book. No, no, no. One book is 50%.
Okay, okay.
And then I think five books is 20%, top 20. But yeah, dude.
Damn, so it gets like... Once you start getting into like the statistics, a lot of people read books once they start reading books.
Yeah. And there's a big debate. Is... audiobook, listening to an audiobook is reading a book. I think it is. There's people that say it isn't. I think it is. But that's like a whole nother debate. Tipping Point was cool. Don't agree with all the things that he said, but the thing I respect about Malcolm Gladwell is like when he's wrong, he admits he's wrong and he apologizes for it. That takes a lot. Not a lot of people do that. So that's cool. Two, Your Utopia, it's like a short story collection, science fiction. It's mostly based on AI, but there are other elements. Like, there's this one about a marriage. I was like, damn, that shit is fucking cool as fuck. They could make that into a Netflix show, but that's like... Cool. And then The Eyes Are the Best Part, which is a horror film about this girl who just has a craving for human eyes.
Like, eats them?
Yeah. That surprised me because she actually eats them. I know, like, holy shit. When that happens, like, halfway in the book, I'm like, whoa. That's
like,
shit.
A collection? I understand. Eating? Nah. That's too much.
Yeah. So, what was the fourth book? I don't remember. Oh, I saw the movie.
Oh.
See, so, these books, I wanted to make book talk reviews, but I'm a lazy piece of shit. Funny because... You know, TikTok got banned for like a day. And I actually went to Red Note and I post a lot on Red Note. Oh, I'm getting a fucking, I'm getting pretty, but it's mostly cat videos. I'm only posting cat videos. Oh, I'm posting a shit ton. Man, some dude was talking shit on me, dude. Like a Chinese dude. I was like, man, how fucking rude. Well, the thing is like, I don't know because I can't tell if they're jokingly saying it or they're seriously saying it. So I don't know. They like the video, so I'm thinking it's a joke, but I can't tell. So
well, I mean there's individual people. I doubt it like it's like a group. It's just individuals who find it weird probably. I don't know.
Yeah. But it is a very just being on Red Note was very damn, this is like a fucking deep topic. Because
let's talk about it. It's eye-opening.
So Project Hail Mary is a book that I like, right?
Yeah.
There's a Chinese astronaut and there's a Russian astronaut that's in the book. And usually, like, the way Western people... I need to make a Red Note of this, but Western, they portray them as kind of cold and just emotionless. And I'm like, looking through Chinese Red Note, I'm like, damn, dude, these guys are really fucking funny. Like, they have personality. And I'm like, it's not the way the West portrayed it. And I'm just like, yeah, now I have, like, when I was reading Project Hail Mary, I didn't see any problem with it. But after seeing Red Note, I'm like thinking back, damn, dude, West really portrays China as really, like, I don't know, I wouldn't say the enemy, but just like as cold, emotionless. Yeah. And damn, looking at Red Note, these, like, reading some of the comments that they put on my Red Note, I'm like, man, these guys have they're funny, dude. They're fucking hilarious. Their memes are almost the same as ours.
Are they commenting in English, or has a translation?
Yeah, which is funny because when I was making the Red Notes, I was using a program to translate using AI. But then, like, the free trial ran out. I was like, oh, fuck. And then, like, it's funny because Red Note implemented a translation thing on their thing. Wow. So now I'm using that. And
okay.
It's cool.
Okay.
And yeah, their book talk is totally different. Like, I knew that they read, but I didn't know, like, to what extent they read.
Mm-hmm.
And just doing research on it, some things are censored, but it's not really that much censored.
Okay.
And they read a lot more classics. So I'm like, oh, shit. Like, they can read 1984. It's censored a little bit, but it's still 1984. But, yeah, one video that blew up was, I was talking about the three body problem, which is made by a Chinese guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, shit, you read it? I was like, no, I even said in a video, I'm not going to read this anytime soon because I don't want to read a series because then I have to read the whole series.
Right.
I don't want to read start
to
something.
And, yeah, you can't just, like, leave it.
I mean, I could, but I don't want to do that.
I think it's funny because there's the opposite too. Like the way we are portrayed in China, you know.
I know they think no, dude. The comment that really fucking hit me was like, "You guys do have a freedom of opinion, but you really don't have freedom of choice." I was like, "Holy shit!" And like, I don't think Americans really think about it like how deep it is because. If you really, like, for example, glasses, like these glasses, your glasses, is probably made by the same company.
Yeah,
There's only four companies that make.
But there's one major one, like one super conglomerate. It's Luxottica.
Yeah. So I'm just like, damn, the oligarchy, man.
I want is to buy cheap glasses. I bought these for $30. I'm okay.
Man, I'm just like, bro.
But it's true. Like, what is it? A lot of like the products that clean teeth are all owned by like one company pretty much.
Food,
like
food products.
Yeah. It feels like you have choices, but like it's all within that company. Like you're making money for that company. Even if you're buying, you know, one thing versus another, it's all part of the same company. Like I've known this, but like,
you don't really think about it.
Yeah. You don't really think about it. And also to me, there's nothing I can do about it. Like I'm not going to just change the world myself. I don't mean I could try, but that's too much. Like, effort for me. Yeah. So I don't even think about it.
So I post a lot on Red Note.
Damn.
And I
want to repost on TikTok as well?
No, I don't post on TikTok. No. I mean, like TikTok, I'll post randomly, like, oh, this is something American audience would get. Because if I posted the don't hug me, I'm scared thing that I recently made, Chinese people aren't gonna know what that is.
Right,
I don't know
right.
if they even know what that is.
I mean, you can risk it. Check it out.
But no, you know what I noticed about Red Note is they're a lot more strict. Like sometimes my videos, I don't know if it's because it's book talk when I'm talking about books, it gets reviewed before it gets finalized.
But you haven't had anything actually blocked?
No.
Okay.
Nothing blocked. Yeah. So I was like, shit. But I gain traction on Red Note. Like if I post on TikTok, I get a lot of views and likes, no follows. Red Note's different.
Like, but also in on Western, we sexualize a lot of things. And that's something that
they're pretty sexual, man. Like, to be honest, like their comments are kind of like.
Right. But like, I mean, it's one thing to speak it. It's another thing to like show. And like when I look at TikTok, there's eventually like there's like a video of like a girl that's like trying to be super sexy, and like That's one thing that I feel like when Red Note came out, or not came out, but when we all hopped in over to Red Note, they spoke like a lot about. They're like, man, you guys like sexual, like the video content is sexualized, like it's crazy.
What's funny is when people were migrating to it, there's a lot of videos of Americans showing their guns. And it's just, it's funny. Like, then the comments would be like a cat, like, no, please don't shoot me. Like, I won't steal your data. Like,
oh my gosh.
Oh, like, this is funny, dude. Yeah, I like Red Book, Red Note. But TikTok is back. So,
yeah.
And then the last book, I'm thinking of Ending Things. I liked it. It's just, I've seen it done before. So it wasn't like, I guess it's weird. Like, I've seen that concept of it done before, but not really in that way. But there's a movie for it and it's on Netflix. And I was like, oh shit, let me watch the movie. And it's directed by Charlie Kaufman. And I'm like, damn, I've never seen, he's won a lot of awards. I've never seen any of his film. And I was looking at his film titles, like, oh, I've seen Eternal Spotless of the Sunshine Line. Like, I've seen one of his films.
Right.
And it's fucking weird. Like, it's fucking, the book is weird.
Yeah.
The movie is like way weirder. What the? He made it fucking weird. Cause you know, like in Eternal Sunshine, it gets kind of weird towards the end.
Right.
It gets fucking weird. And it's different though. Because in the book, when I was reading it, I had this feeling of, dude, I couldn't put the book down. Like, it took me 2 days to finish it. That, I'm not saying it's the best book I read, but I just, man, I needed to know. It's funny because I know the twist, plot twist, but I still wanted to see how it was done.
Right.
And reading the book, it gave me the sense of dread, but the movie, it didn't give me that. But there's some cool, like, moments in the movie that was, like, really fucking cool. Like, the way they dropped the hints of the twist, they're like, you know, the mom's talking, is like, yeah, dude, it was, you know, when we threw a birthday party for your 50th birthday, no one showed up. And then the guy's girlfriend's like, 50th birthday? He's, oh, I mean 20th. And then, like, that's like a clue. I'm like, oh, this is so, like, the way they drop the clues is so much better. And it, ah, man, it wasn't in the movie. So she keeps on getting this phone call and she looks at the phone number and she's like, oh, that's odd. It's my own phone number. And in the movie, they don't say that. She just gets a call. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Come on, man. But in the movie ending is kind of like, it's not definitive. The book ending kind of says, this is what happened. So, yeah, other than that, we on to the fifth book. I'm halfway done with the fifth book. We go 10 books, man. But we're going harder than 10 books.
But you did four in 1 month.
Yeah, 1 month and a week or two. I did one book in 2 days, dude. Damn, I couldn't put, I'm thinking of Ending Things. I could not put it down, man.
Damn.
I'm not saying it was good. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't great. But yeah. I just couldn't put it down.
But that's what I like. Like, there's also like animes that I'll watch that, like, it's not good, but like the content for me, it's like, it speaks to me. And it's just like, I just, you know, all of a sudden I've watched like the whole thing in 2 days, you know, half and half.
But I found out some news. Taika Waititi's next film. Mm-hmm. He's gonna win an Oscar. It's a long time ago when we had the podcast, or when we did the podcast, I said this is the best piece of fiction I read that year. It's like 2 or 3 years ago. There's a book called Claire in the Sun. It's being made to a movie.
What?
Taika Waititi and the girl who plays Wednesday Adams.
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
Hispanic chick. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
She's going to win an Oscar.
Claire, that's the one where it's a AI? No, a game designer.
It's an AI.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a girl, she's dying, and then they buy her a companion.
And then the companion, oh.
It's Amy Adams is going to win. She plays the mother. She's going to win an Oscar. Like, dude. Like, you can't fuck this up. Like,
Since we're on movies, what is it? I don't know the release date, but Bong Joon-ho.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is doing Mickey 17? I think it's called.
Yeah,
I'm excited for that one.
That's a book too.
Yeah.
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 He's in, dude. Yeah.
But I'm excited to see the what he does, because obviously his last movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty damn
my
good.
Favorite movie of all time.
Parasite was pretty good. So I have a feeling, or it's not a feeling. It's just like it's a hope for that this one's going to be good too.
I saw the trailer for Megan 2.0. The trailer is whatever, but when I read the storyline, oh, I was like, fuck. They're not going to fuck this up. It's Terminator 2.
Oh, shit.
So in Megan 1, she's the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
In this one, there's another AI, but the AI is like a war machine, and it gets loose. And then they're like, we can't stop her. What do? Use Megan to stop her. So she becomes a good guy. I'm like, that's fucking sick, dude. That's Terminator 2.
Megan's like the doll.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
This is Terminator 2, dude. I was like, holy shit, that's a cool-ass storyline, dude.
That's so funny.
I think that's cool. And then they released a trailer for Final Destination. I'm excited for that because the way the directors got to make the movie is they faked the Zoom call where they faked their own death. And that's how they got the job. So
wow.
The trailer is like kind of disgusting.
Oh, no.
Like if you... It's about tattooing.
Ooh.
It's a tattoo death.
Ooh.
It's a tattoo slash piercing death. Pierce. Yeah. So it's good. You know, like people like, oh, I'm never going to drive behind a log cabin.
Yeah.
That people will maybe not get tattoos anymore. Yeah.
What is it? Because, yeah, Final Destination 4 was the last one that came out or 5?
I think 5.
5, yeah. And that one, I think, ended that whole series. 1 through 5, because it kind of like looped it back around, and people said that was really cool that it did that.
It's Tony Todd's last movie.
Yeah. So next one, Final Destination, and you said I think there's one releasing tomorrow.
Jurassic Park,
rated R.
Yeah, but supposedly they're gonna make it a horror film, so that's what I'm excited about.
With Blue.
Oh, it's like
everybody.
It's like brand new, man. Like they're like redoing it or something.
This most recent one, Jurassic Park Worlds, I think it was called. I don't know that like, because they always go like the let's make something different, and then it's like, nah, dude, use existing dinosaurs. Don't like just randomly create a dinosaur. I don't like that. I didn't like that, but I still enjoyed it. But I think it could be better. Oscars happened, or not the Oscars,
Grammys.
You watched it.
I watched parts of it.
I didn't watch it. I was at the gym when it came out. The biggest thing that surprised me, Kai Cenat.
Oh yeah,
being at the
yeah,
that was crazy.
Kai Cenat, big time. Him and Keith Lee were there.
And what surprised me, like, I understand, like, he's living his own life. There's things he doesn't know that, like, I feel like we're being more aware of because we watch him. But he doesn't realize how big he is. And when certain celebrities see him and they're like, you know who I am? Like, that's crazy. It's like, no, bro. Like, it's crazy if they don't know who you are right now. So, I think it's really cool, though. I think it's really cool.
I mean, I think if people question why he should be there, I don't think that should be a question because he brings in musical guests.
But I mean, well, the thing is, there's people that don't know anything about Kai Cenat, so they don't even know what he does, like how he's famous. So in that sense, I understand the question that they're asking, but yeah.
I don't. He's like a Jay Leno for young kids.
Yeah.
Like he brings in celebrities. He has a talk show, but it's like a variety show. So.
But the young kids will be like, who's that guy? You know, it's still like, it just depends on who they are and like how they receive their information. What is it?
This song.
Mm.
Fuck, man.
Kanye West going uninvited.
Oh, yeah. Mm? His wife.
I know. That's crazy. I don't know. I feel like that was just a stunt, dude. A stunt that he planned and it didn't go well. I mean, well, I guess it's going well where everyone's talking about him, but I don't know what his idea was.
He's crazy, man.
I know.
It's crazy because, like, you know what I think happens to him is, like, I think he gets, like a episode of mental breakdown, and I think his phone is not taken away from him 95% of the time. But before the Grammys, he just went on a Twitter rant.
Oh, no.
Like, just crazy shit. And I think that's when he, like, got his phone, that 5%. He was tweeting. But it got buried because the Lakers acquired Luka Doncic. So that was a crazy trade. That's fucking crazy, dude. For video people who play video games, that's like trading Mario from Nintendo for, like, fucking Spyro from PlayStation. Like, not even the number one PlayStation character. Yeah. It's fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. It got buried. But he went on a fucking rant.
It's crazy. What else was
there? Oh, no. The thing that was really disrespectful was Babyface. In Chapel Rowan?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see what happened?
I didn't see what happened.
Man. I will play. We won't get flagged for it, but I will play what the fuck happened. It's so...
Did Babyface disrespect Chapel Rowan?
No.
Okay.
So, this is Babyface getting interviewed.
It's interesting. Chapel!
You guys want to do that? Go do that.
Hello!
They are fucking destroying the people who are the interviewees.
Oh.
That's fucked up. I don't care. Even if it wasn't Babyface, that's really fucked up. You're interviewing someone. Oh, Chapel. Oh, you want to do that one? Okay. But Babyface's reaction, he's like, what did they're talking about? He's like, no, it's all good. Like, dude, the amount of. Okay, this man, I'm going to say something crazy.
Go for it.
I don't know how long Chapel's legacy will last. Babyface, I think, is going to outlast her. This guy's still winning. He fucking is winning Grammys for SZA. Like, he still writes crazy-ass songs. Wrote songs for Fall Out Boy. Man, I was like,
I think that shows, like, what we put, like, things on a pedestal. Like, if you're a writer, like, a famous writer... People don't necessarily care for you. They care about the person who's
singing it
or the person who's showing it. Like, the director gets more, you know, love than the actual, like, script writer. You know, like, the chaperone gets more love than Babyface because Babyface is a writer and people don't, like, I think that's.
Or
that's
people don't know that he wrote.
I mean, that could be true, but, like, it just shows that, like, people don't care about that part of it. Like, that's all background behind the scenes. And they're like, nah, it's just. Chaperone's the singer. They're more famous than. So let's interview Chaperone.
I mean, I may put my foot in my mouth, but Babyface, however many Grammys he has, probably will have more Grammys than Chaperone will ever have.
No, yeah, I agree with you. But, like, it's just the, like, kind of reality. That's just how we see things.
Yeah.
So it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
That fucking
I mean, that's
sucks.
That's just, even if it wasn't Babyface, that's disrespectful. Like,
yeah, anyone, but, like, if you're interviewing them and all of a sudden, like, oh, hold on, Chaperone, please.
Yeah.
Or just calling any other, you know, person that's considered more famous, I guess, is messed up.
Yeah. To me, Babyface is one of the best songwriters ever. Dude, guys, this guy made, Fall Out Boy was so impressed with Babyface's R&B, they're like, hey, make some pop rock songs for us. He's made two hits for fucking Fall Out Boy.
Damn.
And they're really good Fall Out Boy song. Thanks for the Memories. Oh, God, dude. the Lawyer song is one he wrote. Fuck, so good. It is what it is.
But then there's people like you preaching it, so it's fine.
Man, that's so disrespectful.
It is. But what else was there?
It's a shit ton of... political shit that's happened.
There is.
We'll talk kind of like politics side because it deals with video games. Do you think console prices will go up?
Yes.
25%? 10%?
I mean, I know Mexico, we made a deal with Mexico, so the tariffs are not...
A month?
I don't know about the news for China. Did we do a deal with them right now?
I don't know.
So if right now, if it's still 25%, yeah, it's going to go up like probably over 25%.
So price Nintendo increase. Switch is going to be expensive.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, See, that's the thing, though. So Nintendo supposedly has already made so many consoles. Like, it's ready to sell. They have, like, a shit ton of stock so that there's no chance of it, like, going out of stock. But do they increase their prices even though everything was bought at a lower price? Like, how does that... I mean, like, I feel logistically for a business, it makes sense to increase your prices because, like, you're going to have that money for later uses anyways. But, like, as a consumer... That fucking sucks.
I mean, fucking resellers piss me off. And just looking at the whole Pokemon situation, there was some guy on Twitter made a cool solution to reselling prices of Nintendo Switches. Mm. He said, make sure whoever wants to buy a Nintendo Switch, they have a Nintendo account. It's like, problem solved, dude. Problem fucking solved, buddy. You'll sell your consoles and you'll sell it to the people who want them. Problem solved.
The thing is, like, I don't know, as a business, I feel like they want the resellers because, like, they want to sell their product.
I disagree because the Wii was so hard to come by. And
but right now, so that's an awkward situation where, like, Nintendo, has, like, supposedly, like, a million units ready for sale right now of the Nintendo Switch 2. Like, I don't know. They have to get rid of it. I mean, because it's scary. Like, you might not sell all your units, you know, if you're making that many units.
Oh, they're going to sell.
I'm not going to buy them.
I can guarantee.
I ain't buying a Switch 2.
Yeah, well, you'll be the only one not buying it. Shit.
It'll be like, what was it? The game Nioh. I was like, that day I was like, I'm not going to pre-order games ever again. And then, like, all the reviews for Nioh were, like, really good. And I'm like, I need to get Nioh. So then I looked around and everyone was sold out, dude. I found one in LA, a GameStop. I call them. They're like, it's here. We'll put your name on it. I get there and they're like, I don't know who did this, but this is a pre-order from someone else. So they call the guy and the guy's like, yeah, you can just sell it to him. And they sold it to me. But I was like,
that got fucked up.
But yeah, I was like, if that guy would have like said no or wanted to pick it up, I'd be like, damn it. I literally can't pick up this game right now. But yeah. I drove all the way to LA to get that shit.
All right, you heard it here first. He said he's not getting a Switch 2. We'll see. We'll see.
I won't even have time to play it.
We'll see.
2 weeks and I haven't played anything.
We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Monster Hunter is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm... on my PS5 that you don't have.
Monster Hunter. I'm done with Monster Hunter.
What's the most... what's the game that's coming out? I mean, within like... a 1 year span that you're excited for.
I need to see what's coming out. Fuck. Because
I mean, again, you said you're done with Monster Hunter.
I probably won't play it, but I kind of want to get Doom Eternal or okay. Doom.
Yeah, the new one,
Dark Ages.
Dark Ages. I mean, Gears of War is coming out for PS5.
I'm done with Gears.
Damn, you used to be like number one.
Yeah, but it's, like, outdated. Like, things need to improve. Like, it's like me saying, like, oh, Halo was cool. Halo was cool at the time. It's just...
I'm curious, though, because, like, I've never played the franchise. Like, Gears of War. I've never, like, owned an Xbox, pretty much. So, I wonder if I play it, it wouldn't feel that way. Just because I've never actually really got to play it. I played 3 with you on the multiplayer. And then that's when I learned, like, you fucking wall bounce.
It's crazy because the only game that really is old and doing new things is Fortnite. It's crazy. Like, I still want to go back to Fortnite.
Damn.
I need to get Godzilla.
But that's games as a service, though.
True. It is.
You won't get that with, like, you know, single player. Well, not single player games, but, like, games where they make it and then just kind of forget it.
Yeah, what am I excited for? Not...
Bellachuchu?
Oh, Slade Aspire 2, maybe. Which, I don't know. I'm still on the fence of going to PAX Boston.
Mm.
It's like too late to get a hotel now. So I'm going to have to like Airbnb it, like if I do go. But I want to go because I've never been to Boston, so. The thing that's kind of holding me back, I guess, is because I don't know if work will let me take the day off, because we got deadlines, and the day that it happens is like on the deadline. So maybe if I finish early, I can.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This is the only thing that sucks about my job is the deadlines.
For this year, I have Vans Warped Tour. It's coming back. And I've never gone to a Vans Warped Tour, so I'm going to this one.
Kendrick. I'm hyped for Kendrick. Dude, tickets are still expensive. Tickets are going to go crazy once the Super Bowl happens.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, Super Bowl commercials. Predictions, maybe.
I know one video game.
What is
that
it?
That doesn't need it, but they have the money to do it, and it would fucking degenerate.
Is it Nintendo?
No.
Okay.
The most anticipated game. The next game that's going to have a midnight release. Party in the heat is on all night to the street in the morning. Welcome to Miami. Hey, you know. GTA 6. Dude, imagine if the... Welcome to the heart and the heat is on.
So, I agree that it doesn't need it, but the thing is, like... People need a reminder.
Yes.
You know? People need a reminder.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Welcome to Miami.
Do you think... I wonder... Because it'd be cool if they somehow, like, merge the way, like, the how the Super Bowl's happening into the commercial. Mm. So it looks like, literally, like, almost real life. Like, hey, this is the Super Bowl, and then it, like, zooms out.
This would be crazy if they have a Kendrick song. And it looks like it's a halftime show. It zooms out. It's Grand
exactly.
Theft Auto.
Yeah, dude. That's
dude,
what I'm talking
like a
about.
Football team. It's in San Andreas. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
Dude. Everyone just hype for T6, dude.
I don't think they're going to do it, but they should. Like, I don't know. We'll see.
The memes I see in the comments are like, that's crazy. We get this before GTA 6?
We get the Super Bowl commercial for GTA 6? I don't. Nintendo would never do a commercial for a Super Bowl. It's not their style. Like,
they could change it up. A Switch 2 commercial,
which is funny because I was watching a TikTok and the guy was saying, "Dan, does anyone remember this game?" And it was Dante's Inferno, and I was like, "Fuck, I remember it had a Super Bowl commercial, $15 million that fucking game for a commercial for a game that trashed."
Yeah,
and I remember. Because I think Foley was with me. He's like, oh, they used this song? And then there ain't no sunshine in the rain. And I'm like, fuck. I mean, it was a cool looking commercial, yeah. But the game was, dude. They thought they were the next God of War, man. It looked like a God of War game when I was watching the commercial. I was like, oh, shit. I think Gears of War had a Super Bowl commercial as well, which is crazy. I think Halo had a Super Bowl commercial.
Which are two games that succeeded. What else was there?
I just thought there was a lot of movie commercials.
What other ones are you excited for? We know the Jurassic Park is coming out tomorrow. Well, by the time this episode releases, it'll already be out.
There's a lot that's coming out. Claire and the Sun, Taika Waititi. Mm-hmm. It's not going to have a commercial, but that movie I'm super hyped for. Oh, they showed... Oh, I didn't see the commercial. I seen pictures... Fantastic Four. I don't know if it's good or not. I didn't see the commercial. But damn, Marvel Rivals is killing it and Multiverse is dying. Dead.
I know, dude.
That sucks.
I mean, they're going to have the offline mode.
Yeah.
So just download it and keep it downloaded.
Yeah. That sucks. And Marvel Rivals is thriving. Thriving.
Yeah, it's doing good. Which I mean, I'm glad there's a game that can like succeed in today's society.
And what's surprising me is like the movies didn't do it, but Rivals is doing it. Is it's bringing kids to comic book comic book shops are fucking thriving right now. People are buying comics because of Marvel Rivals, and I'm like, I never in a million years would I have thought that. I'm
just so like, it's crazy. So like now, like the idea is like you can release like unknown characters into this game and kids will be like, I want to know more about this character. Let me go buy books.
The costumes. Like, oh, this costume came in this issue. Let me go buy this.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, dude. This is crazy.
That's actually kind of cool.
The movies couldn't do it. It was a game.
Well, because the thing is, the game, you're playing as a character. So, like, the story, you're creating it.
Hmm.
But, like, in the movie, you're seeing a story that already exists on, like, on the screen. Why do you need to know more? The movie tells you the story.
The thing would that does annoy me, because I'm not into the comic book scene anymore, but like there would be a costume and then people, well, actually, this costume comes from issue, like, oh my God. You're just explaining the costume. Well, actually, this.
But who do you think the, because the most recent characters were Fantastic Four. I think the next setup is going to be the Thing and the Torch, Human Torch. Who do you think the next ones will be? Who do you think the best one characters that they should release next? Could be a group, individual.
Oh, Deadpool's not in there.
No.
I think he'd be hilarious. Deadpool.
What do you think?
He looks at the game, breaks the fourth wall. Come on, man.
But I haven't played the game, so I know there's ultimates. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they like play with each other, but what do you think an ultimate for Deadpool should be?
Since he could break the fourth wall, it would have to be something with fourth wall, or he could teleport too. So
he does a blinding move for like every enemy. So like the people playing can't see the screen.
Or he, in the comic book, he's in love with death. He could summon death and death kills like...
Maybe like everyone on screen?
Insta-death, yeah.
Like if they're behind like a vehicle, it doesn't count. But like if it's visible to like Deadpool's vision, it'll like instantly kill him.
Yeah.
Maybe cool. I think people were saying Thanos might possibly be the next one. I think that was a good idea too.
Yeah.
But I think Thanos... I mean,
what's crazy is... So, Hulk. So, I guess Hulk is kind of like Cloak and Dagger. You start off as Bruce Banner.
Yep, yep.
There are people high rank. Your main goal is to change into Hulk.
Yeah.
They don't change into Hulk. They just play as Bruce Banner.
They main Bruce Banner.
And they fucking are high rank. I'm like, God, you're fucking good, dude. If you're like, you're
but
like
then,
playing
but
with
then
one
there's
hand.
Like a, there's like fighting between like different players because... Someone feels like we could do better if you change to goddamn the Hulk.
That's crazy.
I kind of want to just play
XQC
just to troll people.
Is good.
Yeah?
Because, like, people, you know how chat can be. They're like, you're only good because you're getting carried. He random ranked matches reached the top. He's like, what now? He's like, what now? Shit. I did this fucking solo. What now? Dude. And people we were talking are like shitty ass players, probably too.
Yeah, I mean it's just chat. Like the way the way I see it, chat is like one individual person, and they've never played any game in their life. You know,
yeah,
that's how I see them. So like if they talk shit, I'll respond to it because obviously I need content. But
it doesn't
affect me.
It reminds me of a chatter. Who's never done Blood Level 4? I'm like, bro, like, don't talk. You've never done this. It's very different from a normal run, dude. You can't use the same strategy.
I had a chatter too, that was like, you're doing everything wrong. And I even invited him to a call. He showed me like the moves he was talking about. I tried it, wasn't working. I'm like, it's not gonna work, dude. And yeah, he just stopped. But for me, it was content. Like I didn't care. Like you can tell me everything you want to do, and I'll try it. Like it's just content for me. Yeah. But it was good times. Good times.
I'm trying to do some life hacks right here. Mm. Have you heard of the Bilt credit card?
Yes, that's the card where you can use it like as a check or like a direct cash.
Yeah,
and so you can pay for your apartments.
Yes. I want to pay for rent,
yeah,
and get points.
Because
I don't want to pay for rent and get nothing.
Yeah,
so I don't know if I, because I feel like they're gonna take away that privilege.
Well, it's been going on for a long time now. I think like more than 6 years, 7 years, maybe longer. But yeah, I've never taken advantage of it. But I know a coworker that uses Bilt, and like, dude's hardcore on the credit card points.
It's funny because like. I was watching TikToks of it, and the guy was saying, it's so the one negative, it's owned by Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like, Wells Fargo is losing $10 million a month because of Bilt. So I'm like, I want it, but then I'm like, damn, how long are they going to?
Yeah, like, how long is it going to last?
It's not sustainable because in Bilt's mentality, they thought, oh, people are going to use this as their main credit card and accumulate so much credit card debt, but people are not doing that. People are who are using Bilt
are, are smart.
Money savvy. And
so they're like making sure it's all paid off and like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So that's funny.
I'm just like, damn.
But that, I mean, that's the majority of credit cards, is that they're hoping that everyone just goes into debt and can't pay it off.
And then they'll never pay it off. Fuck. Welcome to America.
Well, we live in debt. I mean, like, it happens with car loans.
Yeah.
Like, people will just, like, stack up car loans and be like, it's only, like, $200, $300 a month. But you do that, like, for six cars, bro. That's not cheap, man.
Mm. The interest.
Oof. Or they don't even see it as, like, as like a $60 loan. They see it as like, oh, this is a $200 loan a month. Like, it's cheap. I can afford $200. Like, yeah, for the rest of your life, dude? Like,
you know what's crazy is the CEO is probably a white supremacist, but I want a Tesla. Like, he probably is a white supremacist, but
Go for the what's the other car?
The next best electric car is like BMW.
The Rivian. I think Rivian only does trucks, though.
I mean, the thing is, because my workplace has the chargers, so I would just have free fucking electricity.
And you can charge it while you're working. Because one of the issues is, like, people don't charge it enough, so they'll be stuck somewhere randomly and just, like, not have enough charge to get to somewhere, you know? But as long as, like, you have a spot. But, I mean, that, you like, then you kind of lock yourself in there because, like, you don't want to leave anymore, you know? Like,
that is true.
And that's probably one of the reasons.
Free electricity, locked in for life.
But, I mean, pretty much free gas for you. As long as you drive within the city. I mean, you could go to Vegas, but I think you need a couple charges. At least two.
How many miles is it from here to Vegas?
I don't know. 400?
400?
Around 400? I think it's a little under 400.
Damn, you need one charge then.
Fuck. Like, the thing is, people don't charge it 100%. Mm. So, like, they charge it, like, 60, 70% and then move on. And it'll tell them, like, oh, like, you can make it to this charging station. So they always charge, like, once, twice, maybe even three times, depending. They don't always charge full percent and go all the way. They don't let it, like, drain. Like, the car doesn't even let you drain it all the way. It'll tell you warnings and stuff. Even, like, when it's 100%, it'll be like, oh, if you're driving here, you can only go this far. So you better charge before then.
I just wish we had self-driving cars by now. Yeah, I just want to sleep.
I mean, you can do it with a Tesla.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they have safety features so that you're not sleeping at the wheel, but there's ways around it. So
it's
possible. It's possible. But I think right now you can buy like a secondhand Tesla like way cheaper than a standard car. So maybe do that.
I don't need one. So not yet.
Cheap. You can get it cheap.
Free electricity, stuck for life.
I mean, you wouldn't be stuck for life, but it'd be a major like benefit to staying at this company.
Yeah.
Stuck for life. You got anything else?
A little back ago, you made a prediction.
Yeah.
That something crazy is going to happen in the beginning. Has that shit happened yet, or we're still waiting for it? Because a lot of crazy shit has happened.
I feel like it probably has.
it happened already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's been a lot of decisions. I think up until today, pretty much, decisions are still being made. And it's crazy to me. I don't know. There's so much going on.
How much? Whew, it's going to be a bumpy ride. 4 more years.
We may not be in debt anymore, though. I don't know. I mean, it's not instantaneous, but the route it's going will be in another debt.
Hmm.
Different debt.
Hmm. Are you going to go to WonderCon?
Yeah, I'll go.
Saturday?
All right. Only Saturday.
Yeah. Only one day.
We don't need.
Yes.
Even though that's the one where you can go like multiple days because it's close by.
TwitchCon?
That's in San Diego?
San Diego.
I can do San Diego.
I'm assuming not PAX West, East. I kind of want to go both, man.
I'm down for one. So if you want to do either the Boston or the West, I'm down for either one.
I'm leaning towards Boston because I've never been.
So yeah?
I got to talk to my boss. Damn, I don't know. I don't know if they'll say yes. That's the thing that worries me. Fuck. Damn, I want to go. Fuck, dude. I haven't been to Boston, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, only thing I've had, and it's not even in Boston, is Boston Market. The chicken. The food spot.
What is Boston known for?
I don't know. Actually, my sister went there. I have a Boston t-shirt. Hmm. She went to the school there.
Boston Baked Beans?
No, that's Bush's Baked Beans.
I know Boston's food scene is good, but I don't know what they're known for. Huh.
We have the Southern fried chicken. We have Louisiana. I don't know. Boston Market has the chicken as well, so maybe chicken. No, I don't know. I'm just being sarcastic.
Hmm. PAX East. I hope they have Slate Aspire.
Mm. Right, if you got like nothing else, I think we'll call it here.
Yeah.
All right.
Back.
We're back. The next episode will be back to normal. This one was kind of like I had to put everything together, so we kind of just wanted to put something. But the next one will be back to normal. And thank you guys for listening. Catch you on the next one. Peace.